Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 3rd of June.
Is it August, love?
The 3rd of June!
A good start.
Wishful thinking. Good morning.
I want to go back a few months.
The 3rd of August. Hello, it's the summer holidays, can't you tell? I am joined, as you can hear, in the studio today by the wonderful Gemma Fairclough Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our guest in the studio today is Peter Allen from Berriford's Accountants.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did I say that right? Berriford's.
Berriford's.
Berriford's. Yeah. It's too difficult. Berriford's.
Two S's.
I was just listening to Peter sing along to the jingle. He's got quite a good voice.
Is he?
We won't ask you to sing on air, though.
No, you don't want to do that.
And we have got a little co-host in the room today. Good morning, Lucy.
Hi.
Yay. So little Lucy is with us today. You're going to help me host the show today. You have to speak because I can't see you nodding. So are you enjoying your summer holidays, Lucy?
Yeah.
Yes. What's your favourite part?
Pool.
The swimming pool. Yay. We have got another fun-packed show for you today. So we have lots of action on the Twitter. So we want to hear from you, as always, via Twitter. So give us a tweet at Bunker Extra. Bunker Extra with an X, with hashtag Be Extra, Be Bunker. Give a shout out who you are, what you're doing, and let us know what you're doing in the summer. Are you enjoying this lovely weather? Because we are. We've turned the air conditioning off in here because we're too cold, weren't we, Peter? It's like too cold and you turn it off. Everyone's going, no, it's like so hot out here. Do give us a tweet, or you can give us a call in the studio, and if I see the phone flashing, I might even answer it. And the number is 01233220035. 01233220035. And you can, as always, email us at bunkerextra@gmail.com if you'd like to come on the show. If you'd like to tell us about events, right, come on, we need to know people, what's going on out there in the events world, so we can let our listeners know. There's so many great events. I know it gets a bit quiet at this time of year, but there's lots coming up in September and October. We want to say a big thank you to this week's show sponsors, who are the lovely guys at 10 Intelligence. Thank you, 10 Intelligence. 10 Intelligence have a team that... I was going to read your tweet, Richard, but I just can't understand it. So basically, they help you with cybersecurity and your business. It's team have strategic and operational experience in providing proportionate cybersecurity response to assist clients affected by attacks. Do you get that? That's what they do anyway. They're a security company that can help you with your company security. And Richard was on the show last week. He's our security expert, and we have a monthly security show so that you can be up to date with how to keep you and your business safe. Last week's show was about phishing.
Not fishing in a pond.
No, not with poles. I did that joke as well. It was fishing. He was given some great advice and obviously how to stay safe. And our guest on the show last week was Tracy Ferguson, the career coach.
Yeah.
So we had a great show learning all about Tracy and about fishing. So if you missed that show or any of the previous shows, they are, as always, available on bizradio.co.uk. Click on the extra tab and all the shows are there. You can listen to them, you can download them as podcast, and you can take us wherever you want to. You can go on holiday, you can have a whole stream of us to listen to.
We've got a fishing blog as well, haven't we?
There is a fishing blog to go with it, so...
Just retweeted it, so...
Thank you very much. So what we tend to do is when we do the security... security show, then we get Richard does a blog to go with it as well, so it backs up all the advice. Yes. Because it's one of those things, as a small business, you don't often think that things like phishing or cyber attacks will affect you.
You just think it's not going to be me, they're after Tesco's and they're after
exactly the, and they do hit the big show, they did big companies, but you know what,
small companies are easy targets.
Exactly, and they practice on these. And one thing I didn't know, which Richard said the month was, because I said, what was the point of being targeted and getting the data? And he said, well, they sell the data on the dark web, and then they use the funds, and people like terrorists and big criminals use the funds for that. So it's not little. This is like big business. So you just need to make sure you're careful and covered. I had a thing on Tuesday. It's in Bluewater, and I was just changing my phone contract. do not even get me started on that. O2, seriously, sort yourselves out. But I got a phone call just after setting up my contract, and it said it was an automated message from Santander, who I'm banking with, and I'm thinking, they said, this is Santander, and this is a message for Miss Amanda Flanders, because that was in put in. And then it said, please, if this is you, please press 1. And then it continued, and if you're doing this, please press 1. And I'm thinking, hang on a minute, I don't particularly want to keep pressing these. So I thought, okay, I'll hang it up. Then they phoned back a bit later and left a message on my answer machine, again automated, saying, please phone this number, quoting this code. And I'm thinking, No. Yeah. So anyway, I went into the bank, and the bank said, because it was in Bluewood, and they said, no, just phone the number that's on the back of your card, and then obviously
let them know.
Let you speak to them. So I did, and it was actually them.
It was them
trying to contact me. But I'm thinking, what sensible person, knowing what the world we live in is like these days, would respond to that? So they just said to me, it's fine, always just phone, if you're in doubt, always just phone the number on the back of the card and go straight through to them. Because it's like, I'm thinking, how dodgy.
And HMRC, you must be, as an accountant, you must see lots of people getting all these phishing emails from HMRC.
Loads of them, yeah.
You know, we're going to give you a refund, just give us your bank details.
There's loads of them out there. It's not just the banks. The banks do it. The fraudulent people, you have to pretend to be banks and HMRC. But now I get emails occasionally purporting to be from colleagues.
Oh, really?
And I got one from an IFA I know, and he actually had her correct email address and her name, saying that she was sending me a file on OneDrive.
I had one of those, and I contacted them, because I thought, I'm not opening that. I contacted the person and said, did you send me this? And they went, no.
Yeah, actually, I did the same. Yeah. And she had three or four people ring up. So yeah, they're not real. But they actually had the correct email, because sometimes it's like, it'll say like Gemma, and it's got like Muppet or whatever limit. And yeah, it's not a real email. But if it's got, it actually had her actual genuine email address and her name in the as the sender.
Yeah.
Now, I've sent you this file on OneDrive you've been waiting for, and I was ringing. I said, what? You never send me stuff on OneDrive. I said, no, that's not real email, would it?
Yeah.
But yeah, always phone the person who's supposedly sending. I got one from Phil, my boss, and he quite often will send me an email off his phone saying, are you in the office?
Which you're never in the office. Rhetorical question. Are you in the office?
Yeah. It'll be like, are you in the office sent from my iPad? And actually, that was word for word what it said. Are you in the office? Which he quite often does.
Mm.
And I was just about to reply to it, say, yes, I am. And I realised it was, even though it had his name, it had a dud email address.
You have to be so careful. So do make sure you're protected. And also do check out that blog. And for any advice, listen in once a month for the security expert show, because it's great to just catch up. And even little things he said the other day about, you know, you collect all these when you go to an exhibition.
The dongles.
You collect flash sticks and you put them in your drive.
You don't know what's on them.
Exactly. It's like, and he said something about, you know, do you have your laptop, blah, 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 secured? I'm like,
Encrypted.
I'm like, okay. So definitely, we've had some shout outs on the old Twitter going on, haven't we, this morning? It's been quite active. We're catching up with Paul's Trillions here.
We've got one from Fruitworks Co-working, says, hi, Amanda J. Flanders and Jennifer Hay. Could we have a Be Extra shout out, please? Hot desking and community workspace in Canterbury City Centre. And great coffee. They do have great coffee. I don't even drink it, but it looks great. I don't drink hot drinks. But when I've been there and I've got coffee for my clients, it always looks really good. And they always comment, oh, proper coffee and cake. And that's from Tony and George. So you've been shouted out.
Definitely. And we had one from the lovely Tony Burke at Chimps and Dinks. You know what? I've got chimps and tricks on my brain. You see, that's what it is. Chimps and Dinks. And they're saying, such a great show. So supportive of Southview businesses. They gave a great shout out. And we're going to give you another shout out this week, guys. So Tony and Chimps and Dinks. Chips and Dinks. Tony helped me out a few months ago when I had a little dink in my car. Came, sorted it out, and it looks perfect now, and I do need it back again now.
Another dink.
Again, not my fault. It never is. Right. But definitely, if you have anything in your, you know, even a few scratches or something you need getting out of your car, Tony's your guy.
And he's lovely.
And he's great.
On top of
he's
that
great.
As well.
Very, very professional. Great.
We've got one from 6-2's. Morning, guys. We're all enjoying the lovely summer weather. I do hope your boss is giving you ice cream, by the way. Just putting that in there. So can we have a shout out for the 10 Digital Meetup in Canterbury? Oh, next Wednesday. So Canterbury next Wednesday. The CEO, Aaron, will be speaking about how we can raise the bar and fix our broken web design industry. Have a great show. Friday. So, go along to the Kent Digital Meetup in Canterbury. Tweet them. So it's 62_tech to find out some more information. And we'll say hello to Megan and Aaron and Helen.
And Helen, yeah. Definitely. Aaron was on a few weeks ago, wasn't he? And we were finding out all about 62 tech. So you should go back. Shall I read out this one from Bjorn? Or,
I don't mind. So Bjorn, Spice Masher Process Management says, hi Bunk Extra, can I have a show for Spice Masher Process Management? Take a look at our first video testimonial, and if you like it, why not give us the next one after having me streamline your processes?
Oh, we've heard about Bjorn's streamlining processes. Apparently Aaron said it's something to do with having a conversation about how to make a cup of tea.
Sometimes it is, but with this particular one, I know he's been working with a doctor who has a Harley Street, it's a cosmetic doctor, so like fillers and things, and streamlining her process so that she can franchise her business.
Fantastic. So, yeah. Brilliant. We are going to have Bjorn on in a couple of weeks, so we're going to find out more about what he's up to with that for sure. And I do like that he did throw in a shout out for 6-2 saying 6-2 because I asked for a shout out. Very good, Bjorn. And we had a one from Mark Goldfinch, one of our lovely co-hosts at Drive Your Mark, saying should be a good show with Peter Allen. Is an interesting guest with a sweep from accountancy to performing on stage.
That's right.
We're going to find out all about that in a little bit. So keep those tweets coming in. Let us know, what are you up to in this lovely weather? Are you enjoying it?
Are you working?
Are you
doing much working?
Are you? Yeah, exactly. Mm. What's going on? What have you been up to, Jim? Have you been working?
Yes. I have been working. I've not been very good at summer holidaying, to be honest, in terms of spending much time with my daughter. But in terms of working, I get busier in the summer. I don't know why that is, but there's a trend going on for the past 3 years. Summer tends to be my busiest time. So I've been having a lovely time. I have had a little bit of a break. I did go to Eastwell Manor at the beginning of the week, and they've got some beautiful facilities at Champneys.
Champneys is lovely, isn't it?
They did.
And isn't the food good?
The food was very good and healthy. I managed to only put on a pound this week when my goal was to put on two. I mean, I'm trying to lose weight, but when you go away, you feel like, you know, I'll just give myself a little bit of a break.
We like that type of failure for sure. We don't mind failing if it's not putting weight on.
So yeah, we've been doing that and we've just been enjoying life, haven't we, really? Kind of. We've caught up a little bit.
We had a team building exercise last weekend.
Don't let Amanda invite you round. She has you all working, your muscles ache for days.
Well, I thought, you know, I can't stop thinking about work, and we had a trampoline, 10-foot trampoline arrive, and I thought, the great team building exercise. Yeah. Everyone worked together, put it together. We probably made a lot more hard work out of it than it necessarily needed to be, but you know, Who needs instructions?
Right.
Yeah.
So, to be fair, the instructions weren't that easy. They were all picture instructions rather than written instructions. So it's your interpretation of the pictures. But we got there in the end, and the trampoline is being enjoyed, isn't it, Lucy?
Yeah.
You enjoy the trampoline? Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I'm sure the squirrels and the rabbits and the foxes do too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. When we're sleeping. And the what?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no such thing. How can it get on?
They just jump on, they climb on.
If they're rabbits, weird. Rabbits can jump.
Yeah. That is interesting. And we haven't got much time to talk about it today, but that is an interesting conversation, I find, about summer and time off and holidays. I was talking with Peter before, and he said he hasn't got any holidays booked this year. But do you think it's important to have time off, time out, and go on holiday?
Yes.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah. Particularly me, I generally go when it's quiet.
Yeah.
So for us, quiet times of year is usually February, October. Mm. Mm. And August is quiet, but then why go away when it's nice here?
Well, exactly.
So August is usually our quietest month. April this year has been the most busiest April we've ever had. Mm. May and June and July are usually pretty good. August is usually flat, and then it starts building again towards the end of October.
Yeah. Yeah, so I do. I mean, I must admit, I'm following on from a conversation that Paul and Bird have, and they were saying, obviously, when you're in business, you know, do you need to have time off? Do you need to have, you know, if you're enjoying what you're doing, or if that's what, you know, that's what part of your life is, do you have? And I'm like, no, you need to stop.
I think you need time off.
You need to step away, because otherwise you lose your motivation. Although it's doing something you love doing, you can still get bored. I was about to swear on air there. You can still get bored with what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to stop, have a break, because it refreshes you.
And actually, I think we went away in April, and I just came back with so many ideas, much gusto. Yeah. And it was only a week. I didn't need 2 weeks.
Yeah. I went away for a weekend, a couple of weekends ago, to Nutfield Priory, which is gorgeous spa. And I was buzzing with ideas when I came back. So I think that's the thing, isn't it? When you switch off and stop forcing yourself to work, then actually you come up with better ideas and all that type of thing. So I think it's definitely important. Yeah. And I love going on holiday.
Well, obviously.
Hello. Okay.
And it's taking time out of the business so you can just see it from a different angle. You know, we're not being in the rat race doing all of the back office stuff, etc.
What do you think, people? Tweet us. Let us know. Is it essential to have holidays? And also, I guess my mind frame is... summer is now, i.e. school holidays, and because that's the thing as well. People say, well, you know, if I'm on holiday, I'm away from the business, how does the business carry on working? But I think if you plan so that you know you can have a week off, so there's no reason why you can't plan your work around having time off.
Depends on your work.
It does depend. depend on your work. But if you work out your cash flow and everything to make sure that you know you're going to have this time off and you're not going to be in physically working and bringing money in, then you bring the money in before and after to make sure that you're covered for the week that you're off.
No, I disagree.
Why do you disagree?
So I was having this conversation with Bjorn on the way to the station this morning, because he was talking about, and it's slightly different. Somebody had put a tweet, something on LinkedIn about, they've put messages to say, I check my emails between 8 and 9, 12 and 1 and 4 and 5. That's it, 3 times a day. So if you're expecting a reply in between, basically, you're not going to get one. If it's urgent, call me. And we were debating whether that's possible. And I think it is in some businesses. You don't need to be checking your emails every 5 minutes. But if you're in a reactive business, then you need to be able to respond. And the same way with holidays. So for instance, with me, somebody needs to be in the business to pick up. There's an emergency, you know, it's hit the fan. So-and-so's accused somebody of this, or, you know, they've rung in to say that they're leaving. Someone needs to be able to answer that. And you can't really plan for that other than having other people in your business.
But I don't... Yeah.
So it depends. If you're a solopreneur,
then
it makes it more difficult to do that in a business where you are reactive to your clients. If you're a business which plans, so for instance, your business is forward planning, you can tell people I'm away. But in something like what I do is I respond to people's problems. So if they happen to have a problem next week, I need to be able to respond. I or somebody else needs to be able to respond.
That doesn't mean that you can't take time out. It just means that your time out, you have to be aware that if an emergency thing comes up, then you have to react to it. So that's still not saying you're never going to take a day off away from your business, because you do, because you need to.
Well, I do.
Exactly.
Cause I do.
So if you are away on holiday, you know... But if somebody really needs you, they can still get hold of you, because in the world we live in, everyone can get hold of everybody wherever they are in the world, unless you know, down in the deep darts of Kent and you can't get any Wi-Fi reception or any signal on your phone. Interesting. What do you think? I think that's a really interesting conversation, because I still think that if providing it's planned well and within your yearly business strategy, then you should be able to.
I think, again, I saw you put something about collaboration. If you were to collaborate with somebody who also has the same skill set, then that could be another possibility whereby if I'm not available, then contact Pete, for instance. And if Pete's not available, then he can contact me, Then that's another way of getting around it.
Mm.
We'd have to trust them.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. It depends on the type of business you're in and whether you can plan forward. And I like that conversation. I think this conversation needs to carry on, but we haven't got time today. But definitely, let's have a little look, because there are some events coming up over the next few weeks and coming in September, because we're in August, okay? August.
Yep.
Month 8, not June. Definitely August. So we have got some events coming up in September and October. It's only 4 months left of the year.
Mm. Oh, my
Blimey,
goodness.
I know. Oh, have you started thinking about your Christmas party yet?
No.
Contact Butterfly's Business Events and we can help you. Plug in for Christmas there.
Well, we have got something in August. We've got ZC Social Media Academy. So yes, that's Tuesday the 16th, just a little bit over a week. It's at Dragon Co-working in Chatham, which is the St. George Hotel. And it's with Zoe Cairns. It's a free event, but you do need to book on Eventbrite. Or you can now book on Facebook, which also links to Eventbrite. So with that, you can learn some quick wins and latest news and updates on social media. I have to say, it's really busy there. I always see people I don't know. I've never seen you there, Peter.
No, I've never been.
Really? Oh my God, you know that's what? Two
What's
events
going on?
We've
that's two events that's that, two. Yeah, that you've not been going to. That you're slacking. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah, go along. And there's always a 15-minute Q&A at the end of the meeting. Always packed. Lots and lots of great tips. I went last time. And do you know what I did learn? Is that Facebook and LinkedIn don't like when you put in a link, for instance, to your website mm-hmm. or to your YouTube page because mm-hmm. it directs them off.
Yeah.
So the way around that is to put in a picture before the link. So it's either screenshot, you know, the little thing that would come up,
mm-hmm.
screenshot that and put it in and then put the link afterwards, because then you get a higher ranking because you're putting in a picture or a video and then you can still put the link in to click.
This Never is the thing, that. Isn't it? I think at last, unfortunately, LinkedIn are beginning to fiddle with their algorithms,
yeah,
which is very annoying, because it was sort of 6 months ago, well, less than that, well, May, it was on fire, LinkedIn, and you were getting an extremely amount of coverage, and that has dropped by half already in the last couple of months, and depending on the tweet and the content and everything, but it does show you it's not. LinkedIn is like they're all going to be that, you know, they watch you and decide how they want it to be seen. Because I did an experiment with that. I saw somebody who did an article about that. So I did an experiment. I did a certain amount of posts on LinkedIn without a website link in, and then I did one with a website link in, and actually I got the same amount of views.
Oh, did
on
you?
It. Yeah. In fact, one time. So I think it depends on the content. I don't know. I haven't worked out the secret of LinkedIn yet. I don't know. Time of day, which is often obvious, isn't it? Because it depends what time of day people are looking on their timelines and your content. If you tag people in, if you involve other people in it, that definitely gets obviously a much farther reach.
But also, she was saying that it depends on you as a user. So if you get a kind of a ranking, if you're somebody that engages and uses LinkedIn a lot, then your post will be seen more anyway. So it could just be because you're quite good on LinkedIn and you engage with other people's posts and you're constantly commenting and liking stuff, that LinkedIn just sees you as one of the
My views have dropped.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, my views have dropped right down. Mm. So it's interesting. I don't know if the algorithm or just my content's not as good anymore.
Anyway. Swiftly moving on.
Let me just quickly do one for next week. Next week coming up in New Romney, the Marsh Networking over coffee with our fabulous TD Potty. If you ever wonder what his name is, it's actually Terry Botfield, but we just call him TD Botty.
Mm-hmm.
At TD Botty on the Twitter handle. And they've got their next Marsh Networking over coffee next Wednesday the 8th from 10 a.m. at the Cinqport Arms, New Romney. And because the weather's so nice, they're going to go and sit outside on the patio, which is lovely. If you want to find out more about that or want to book on, if you go to Eventbrite and put in Marsh Networking over coffee.
Sorry, say that again. When was that?
Next Wednesday.
Oh.
The 8th.
I've got to work, but I'm not saying that's not working, but I've got clients to see, but otherwise I would have gone, because I quite like sitting outside.
So outside
just for networking, the things that really get me are
food,
wine, sitting outside, going on a boat somewhere, doing something fun. So yeah, those are the things.
Did you go on the boat?
No, I was so disappointed.
That looked really good. I didn't see it. No, I didn't know.
How did I not see it? And then, did you go on the boat?
What's that?
The chamber event.
No, I didn't.
No, see, come on. Something's going on.
Peter, definitely cutting back. That's three going. Now that you're not going to.
Yeah.
But they're going to be talking about some events coming up. And they also, the Marsh Networking Group are coming together and they're doing a charity dinner on the 14th of September to raise funds for CARM, C-A-R-M, who support people living in isolation on Romney Marsh. So, do follow TD Botty on the Twitter to find out more about the events that he's got coming up. What you got over there, Gemma?
Oh, so the day after my birthday, I will be accepting gifts at this. There is the Chimps and Tricks charity event at Port Lim
Hotel. She said it perfectly. See, is it just me that trips over there?
And it's on Friday the 19th of October, the day after my birthday, 6 till 11.30, the day after my birthday, raising funds to support the Aspinall Foundation's Megafauna. Is that how you say it?
Megafauna, yeah.
Megafauna project. So it's hosted by Amanda of Butterflies Business Events and Paul Andrews of Business... Well, we know who Paul is.
And Paul.
And in collaboration with Jane Mucklow and Molly Moodle Media. So guests will be welcomed with... I'm going to give them the important bits. Yeah. A glass of bubbly and canapes.
Yeah.
Okay. And mouth-watering food and an auction with lots of exciting pledges. And, of course, we'll be dancing the night away with Jason Alan Sway. Oh, we love a bit of Jason Alan Sway.
We do love it, Jason. We've also got three magicians and a casino. There's so much entertainment going on. It's amazing.
But it's only a still. Tickets are only £55. I think that's a real bargain.
And all proceeds will be going direct to the charity.
Yeah.
So basically, the Chimps and Tricks is because the Megafauna Project is about, obviously, the Aspinall Foundation do a lot of rehabilitation with animals back to the wildlife.
Yep. Yep.
And their Megafauna Project is basically, they have a reserve which they're basically looking at, today, re-establishing the natural, I can't think of the word in, it might be on the, basically they're putting it, oh, stop saying basically, sorry everybody. They're putting back animals that used to live in this area but have been hunted to extinction or, you know, driven out. The chimps population has extremely reduced because of bushmeat and bushmeat orphans and all that type of thing, and the mandrills as well, and plus the gorillas and the lions. So they're bit by bit they're putting in different species of animals to re-establish the ecosystem back to what it used to be before it was destroyed by man, really. Anyway, check it out. It's the day after Gemma's birthday.
I'll be accepting gifts on the night. We've also got an event on the 5th of September, which I think will be great. So kids are back at school. It might still be hot. Then again, it could be raining. This is England. And so get yourself back into it. So at Dragon Co-working on the 5th of September, for only £10, you can go to one of their workshops, which will help you to become a vital part of your client's business, to create a consistent stream of work, which everybody wants, to how to stand out in an oversaturated competitive market, find your clients who you really want to work with, and get paid what you ask for what you ask. Get paid what you ask. So basically get paid what you want. So that event's perfect for business owners, small business owners, and established freelancers. It's not for startups, sorry. It just says who the event is not for.
Yeah.
It says not for startups that don't have a portfolio of strong work or a strong industry background. So this is really trying to get people just to that next level.
Cool.
It's £10, and the person who is doing the event is Matt Essam, E-S-S-A-M, who is a business coach. So to find out more, do look on Eventbrite under Dragon Co-working. It's called Creative Confidence.
Fantastic. Here is a new event coming up on the 12th of September. Yes, it is another one of my brainchilds. It is the Speakers Platform. Be heard, be seen. It's going to be at Fruitworks Co-working in Canterbury from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And it's for speakers. Are you a speaker? Would you like to practice your speaking skills? Would you like to use your speaking skills to win a competition, giving you the chance to improve your speaking and helping to elevate you to yourself to it? As a professional speaker, it's basically a what was with me in that word basically today. I do apologize, because now I've noticed it is just annoying the hell out of me basically. We want to hear your business journey. We want to hear your highs, your lows, and your successes. It is a speaking competition. The prize for the overall winner, it will be one-to-one coaching from each of our prestigious judges, who will help you to improve your speaking and inform you and let you know how you can become a professional speaker and how you can earn money as a professional speaker. You also have a video of the night, video of the talk, of your talk on the night, which will be fully edited so you can use it as part of your speaker reel. And also a guest speaking slot at the December's Business Diaries with a few extras thrown in. So if you're a speaker and, you know, you love speaking and you want speaking to be part of your life, your business journey, your business life, then this is the event for you. This is not for professional speakers. This is for non-professional speakers, but those who would like to pursue being a professional speaker. If you visit butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/the-speakers-platform, it's on 12th of September. If you want to take part, you must submit your entry before the 31st of August. To find out more all about it, go to the website. Our judges are former professional speaker Paul Andrews, Jane Farnham, who is the director of the Great British Speakers, so that's an agency. And also we have just come on board Amy McManus, who has just won a Female Speaker of the Year.
So that sounds good.
Yeah, fantastic. Check that out. Now, what we need to do is we need to have a bit of a break, a bit of music for everybody. And then when we come back, we're going to find out all about Peter, accountancy and performing on stage. And we might talk a bit of accountancy stuff as well, if we get away. But I thought everybody would love this song. Yay!
Philosophy. Simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Hello and welcome back to the Business Bunker Extra radio show. You are listening. It is Friday, the 3rd of August.
Yes,
not,
it is.
Not the 3rd of June, it's the 3rd of August with me, Amanda Flanders, and my fabulous co-host today is the wonderful Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Hello.
Hello. And our guest in the studio, who has been waiting patiently, but still, you know, giving us a bit of feedback during the morning, is Peter Allen from Beresford's. Yes. I apologise. Yeah, that one, accountancy. Oh dear, I'm terrible with pronunciations. Thank you for being with us here today, Peter. In fact, it's quite interesting because we know, both Gem and I know Peter, we've met him out networking a lot and we've been having conversations about events going up. And there's three networking events that have happened that Peter didn't go to. Mm, and you did say he was cutting down. So.
Yeah, I was.
But this
yeah.
is drastic though, Peter. I mean, three that you've never been to.
Yeah. Well, one of them I knew about, the other two I didn't know about.
Does it tell you something about their advertising then?
I knew about the boat because I get the chamber adverts on the email, but I didn't know about the other two.
There we go. So. Make sure you market your events properly so even Peter knows about them. So, Peter, you are an accountant.
Yes.
And you've been with
Beresford's.
Beresford's. What's wrong with me? Beresford's. I got it, Beresford's, for 2 years now.
Yeah, nearly 2 years, yeah.
But have you done accountancy since you left school?
I left school, went off to college for a couple of years, drifted into accountancy, generally because when I was at school, apart from talking, maths was about the only thing I was any good at. So I was always going to do something to do with numbers, and I went into accountancy, this is easy, I can do this, and just took it from there. I started my training in 1990 with Finn Kelsey's actually in Ashford.
All right.
That part of Wilkins Kennedy. I qualified as accountant December 1995. By about 20 years ago, May 98, I moved away because I got tired of living in Ashford, wasn't getting paid enough. Ashford then was a bit of a dump. And I moved up to, I live in St Albans in Hertfordshire. I worked up there for a while, I worked in London for a while, moved around a few jobs. I worked in Watford, and then I came back to Ashford about 6 years ago, went to work for someone else. That didn't work out too well. And I ended up with, I had my own practice for a while, so, you know, Macaroni Accounting, I ran that for about 18 months. And I effectively merged that with Beresford's in December 2016. And I now run their Ashford office here in Kent Space.
In Kent Space. Mm. Exactly. Well, that's a very brief history of so what was it about numbers that you loved, though? What was it that you just found it easy?
I just had the natural affinity to that stuff up. I think I get it from my dad, because my dad used to be a sub-postmaster. And every week he had to do the weekly accounts for the post office. And he used to do it all without a calculator. He could add everything up in his head. He'd write it all in book. And he can still do it now. He can run down a line of numbers with his finger and add them up as he goes.
Really?
Something I've never been able to do.
No.
But I must have got that from him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I not so much now. I can add up on a calculator without looking at it. I'm like a touch typist.
Ooh.
And that was really particularly helpful in the old days when it was manual. These days it's easy because Sage or whatever, or Zero. Those other things, it's all computerized, so you don't actually have to go through adding up reams and reams of paper and books and stuff like we used to when I trained. But it's a good grounding.
Mm.
And anything you're doing numbers, I like. Yeah.
Did you remember some months ago I was telling you about Wave?
Yes.
Are you recommending it now? Or not?
No.
Oh.
I've heard about it. It's out there. I mean, I've never seen it. You're the only person I know who's mentioned it.
Because you're not out networking at those three events.
That's what it is. Yeah. I'm not at the same events as you anymore, Gemma. That's what it is.
What's Wave then?
So Wave is like Zero but free.
Yeah.
Did I not mention it to you?
You didn't mention it to me either.
Yeah.
Is it as good as Zero though?
Apparently so. I don't use it only because I'm too lazy to change.
Yeah.
But the people that I have told about it really enjoy it. And you can take card payments. They use... what's the other card? Is it
Stripe?
Stripe is their card payment provider. So I think that's how they make their money. The accounting software is free, but if you do your payments through them, they take a percentage in the same way as Go Cardless or PayPal or any of these other ones.
Yeah, but if you connect with Stripe, Stripe also has percentages it charges as well, so that it costs you more.
Mm. Oh, maybe it's part of Stripe, I don't know. But that's the only thing. If you don't want to take payments through Stripe, you don't have to.
Right.
Through Wave, you don't have to, but that's something that is available to you. But it does all the same things. You can reconcile your accounts, it goes with your bank account, you have it on your phone, but it's free.
But as you say, though, it's a hassle of changing everything over.
Yeah, and I don't know how easy or how hard it is, but I just can't be bothered. You know what? Anything for it.
If you've got a system you're used to and it works, then carry on. Long as it will comply with the rules that are changing next year, then you're fine.
Oh, okay, go and scare us with the rules that are changing next year.
Well, this make and take digital thing. Myself and loads of accountants have been on about for 2 years. Most people thought we were making it up. Well, the irony is the HMRC released the official notice on it on Friday the 13th of July.
Oh, really?
And it's actually coming into effect on April the 1st.
Okay. April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Do you think people are going to believe you? So, come on, let's get this elephant into the room. Touch digital, what does that mean to us as business owners?
To start with, it's only going to apply for VAT.
Right.
So if you're not VAT registered, you've got nothing to worry about.
For now.
If you're one of the people who voluntarily registered for VAT,
which
you can do, and your turnover is still below the compulsory limit, you don't have to do
it. Can we stop there just a second? Why would somebody volunteer to register for VAT?
There was the thing called the flat rate VAT scheme, which if you were... The classic one was people like Quick Quantity Surveyors would register under the flat rate scheme. All of their customers are flat registered, so they don't care that they're getting charged VAT. But under the flat rate scheme, you basically made a profit.
Oh, but that scheme doesn't exist anymore.
It's still there, but they've restricted it down now. And if you're what they call a low-cost trader, which as a QS you would be because you don't have any costs other than your own time, then you have to use a flat rate of 16%, which is the same as being on normal, or 16.5%, so which is the same as being on normal VAT, so it's a waste of time. But it still works for people like restaurants and hairdressers, that kind of thing. They can still use a flat rate. But if a restaurant's not turning over 85 grand a year, then it's probably not going to last long anyway.
No.
So it was mainly at the smaller end of the market, and it naughty accountants took advantage of it too much, and they changed the rules on us.
But I can't imagine accountants doing that.
But that was there, and if your turnover is still only say 70 grand a year, you don't have to comply with making tax digital, even if you're VAT registered.
Oh, okay.
And the VAT notice, if you want to go and Google it, is VAT notice 700/22, which was on as a PDF on their website, and they've now changed it to HTML with loads of links everywhere, so you can't actually print it out. And that's it. If you are needing to comply, then your first VAT return that starts after the 1st of April next year is the first one you're going to have to do.
So is this where you have to do your accounts quarterly?
Yeah, well, you've got to do your quarterly VAT return anyway. You're going to have to just give them more information, and you're going to have to put it through software like Xero or Free Agent or
Sage. But how many people are not doing that at the moment? Because everybody I know basically uses software, Sage, Xero.
There's a lot that aren't.
Is it really?
I know somebody who doesn't.
Do you? Yeah. I wonder who that person is.
We got clients.
Actually, you'd probably be surprised who it is. Yeah. It won't be who you think it is.
We got a number of clients that still use manual records, bits of paper.
Yeah. Bits of paper. I mean, my person is at least uses Excel spreadsheets. But
oh, okay.
I get books. I get handwritten books.
I think really? Excel. Someone who loves Excel.
Yeah. We know who you are.
Well, you were saying, weren't you? I think I saw you here because Kent Space do networking events, and I came along to one. When was it? January, when tax was due, and someone had just dropped off a bag of paper. To you, do you remember?
Yeah.
Like 6 o'clock. Here you go, Pete. Yeah. Can you do my tax by the end of the night?
Yeah, this was on the 31st of January.
Yeah. You did not look impressed.
No. he got charged more than he should have done.
Well, exactly. Well, yeah. I guess that's the thing. At the end of the day, yes, I can do it, but it's going to cost you three times as much.
Yeah. Even like you're going to get fined.
But I guess that goes back to the whole thing that there's so many businesses that just are not digital in any way. They have no digital presence. They haven't moved into the century where, you know, everything's digital. Everything digital makes life easier. Yeah. Once you can grasp it, I guess that's
providing
the thing,
it works,
isn't it?
That's the thing.
Providing it works and providing you can grasp it, it can be frustrating when it doesn't work.
And you've got to use it. I mean, I was at the Moosey Matthew in Ashford a few weeks ago, and the guy speaking was talking about digital world generally. And he said, you hear people groaning about teenagers, oh, they never get off their phone, they're always doing this. He said, they're your customers.
Yeah.
If you want to reach those customers, you've got to use the channels they're going to look at.
Exactly.
They're not going to look, kids don't watch telly anymore, they look at YouTube.
Yeah.
So if you want.
Yeah, Lucy's sat there on the floor with her tablet now, watching YouTube. She watches this very annoying. Exactly.
And he said, anyone who is old and grey and thinks they're older kids, they said, well, it doesn't really matter, mate. You've got to move with the times or you're going to die.
And I guess it depends on the whole thing, though, doesn't it? It depends on your target audience and who are your target audience and where they are.
Yeah.
But then everyone should at least still have some sort of digital awareness, because that is the world that we live in. Yes, everyone's on their phones all the time. It's not a phone, though, is it? It's a computer.
Yeah.
I mean, a computer. So you're checking your emails, you're checking your social media. On social media, you are actually working. If you're in business, run a business, you're communicating with your customers, your clients online. So therefore, you know, making accountancy digital, I think, makes life easy. I mean, I love Xero. I never go away from Xero now. I mean, I love a good spreadsheet, but Xero is so much easier.
It's great. It's easy.
Because you can just, you
and
know,
it's portable,
it's all
there. And it's portable. You can access it anywhere. Yeah. Your accountant can have a look at it without disturbing whatever you're doing.
Exactly.
And it's, and it works.
Is Xero one of the main ones you would use with your clients?
We're gold partners with Xero. We try wherever we can to get clients to use Xero. The absolute latest version of Sage, they've told us will be compliant, SageLine 50 offline. But we want people to use Xero.
So is NatWest doing a thing now where you can reconcile your stuff, do all your stuff online? Is that because they're with Free Agent?
NatWest for business customers. I don't know if it's new business customers or existing ones. They're giving Free Agent away for free for 18 months. And Free Agent is basically a similar sort of thing as Xero.
Yeah.
I mean, and is there any others out there? I mean, I know Xero is the best. I love Xero. I'm quite happy to promote that. But
QuickBooks? I hear people talking about QuickBooks, but I don't know.
There's QuickBooks Online. Yeah, a couple of our clients use that. There's Free Agent, which is another one, was the one that NatWest worked with. There's Cashflow, which is now owned by Iris. Iris are the biggest producer of accounting software.
All right.
And they decided they couldn't work out how to clone Xero themselves, so they just bought someone to do something similar.
Fair enough.
When you can. And so they've got Cashflow. You've got Wave, the one that Gemma's already mentioned, but there's a few of them out there. But the ones that need to be compliant for this VAT, there's very few.
Oh, really? So is there a list of them then on the website?
There's two.
Oh, what are they?
There's two. Sage, not yet. There's ones that said they will be compliant, but ones that are currently compliant. There is Iris themselves, because Iris have their own bookkeeping software, which is rubbish. I've used it. And there's a company.
Don't worry, we won't be sued, honestly.
And there's a company of a group of estate agents in the Midlands who called White Rhino, and they compared their own software, their own bespoke in-house software, which is compliant, but they're the only people who use it.
That's because people from the Midlands are great. Just saying.
They're the only ones that use it. But yeah, Sage said they were ready. Zero's got the technology already, because you fire your VAT returns through Zero. All you'll be doing is firing extra information through at the time.
Okay, so that's the thing for people to pay attention to as well, then, isn't it? When it all comes into force from the 1st of April, they need to make sure that their accounting software that they use is compliant.
Yeah.
Check that out, people.
Yep.
That's the thing, isn't it? With everything to do with business, it's being prepared for. Anything else sexy happening in the world of accountancy? Hasn't interest rates just gone up?
Interest rates went up yesterday for the first time in 9 years.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised as well. I'm sure it goes up.
I was when I heard it. I was like, really? They're not that long. Yeah. To 0.75% from 0.5%. So
what does that mean? Should people be raising their prices, or what does that mean for...
If you've got credit in your business, it's going to change, then yeah, you're going to need to factor that in. But if you're on a fixed rate mortgage, it's going to make no difference at all. If you're on a variable rate mortgage, yeah, your mortgage payments are going to go up. If you've got a 100 grand mortgage, 0.25% is of 250 quid a year extra, so about £20 a month is going to cost you for your mortgage. If you're a saver, you might get some extra interest on your savings, but I doubt it'll be significant.
Not much of a.
No. So I guess it's a step in the direction, because they could have gone straight in with a big rise and would have killed everything off. I mean, they need to build them in slowly, because the way they've kind of been for since the crash. They had to keep it low for a while to recover, and they need to build it in slowly. If they would have went straight in, like, you know, if you try and drive a car and you hit the gas too hard, it doesn't go anywhere, it stalls. And the same with the interest rates. So they need to slow them up, build them up slowly.
So I guess that people don't really notice them, although it's a big, like, interest rates have gone up to 70.75% or whatever it is. Yeah. People go, oh my God, but actually... The effect on everybody is minimal.
And the market knew it was coming anyway. It's been on the cards for a while, so it wasn't a big surprise. There wasn't a massive drop in the stock market as a result of it, which would happen if they put them up sharply.
Interesting. It's one of those things, isn't it? Accountancy is, as I would call with law as well, quite a dry subject.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not allowed to use
dry but essential.
But dry, but can I just say, basically. But very essential, because if you don't know, if you don't have a good accountants, if you don't know your accounts, you can't run a business. You need to have a cash flow sheet, don't
you?
You
need to know your numbers.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Do you know your figures yet, Jimmer? Yes. Yeah. But you need to know what's going on with your money, because if you don't know, there's no business there, is there? So it's important.
And Zero does do that, because it's a live system. As you know, you use yourself, you files your information, it says, well, you've had this money coming in, what do I do with it? And you have to do it as you go along.
Yeah.
Or you end up getting behind. And the way the tax office is going these days, they're trying their hardest to cut accountants out anyway.
Make
a tax digital is part of it, because they want what they call their customers, or taxpayers as the rest of us call them. They want to interact with them directly.
But I think that's dangerous. I still think at a certain level you need an accountant, because you understand the systems, you understand the figures. Yeah. You know, I can understand numbers a bit, but... it's not my forte, it's not my strength, and I want to make sure that everything's been filed properly and correctly before I end up having to pay the tax man loads of money that I don't necessarily have to pay him because I haven't done my books right. That's dangerous. Interesting. So we're going to take a quick sidestep now. We love accountancy, but I want to know a little bit, because we haven't got much time, about stage performances.
Yeah.
You do improv, don't you?
I've been doing improv comedy since, I started in December last year, the first lesson. Dave DeCaro, who some of you know, did it for a while with me as well. And Susie Fish came once, but she's busy on a Tuesday, so she couldn't make it permanently. And there's a whole group, it's down at the courthouse in Folkestone. It's a drop-in class, anyone can turn up. And we just learn how to do improv comedy, which is basically, as I said, the art of making stuff up. So they'll put you in a situation and say myself and Gemma will be in a scene, and the audience will be asked, oh, give us somewhere where they could be, and they might say you're in the park, or you're in a supermarket, or you're at an airport, whatever. What's the relationship between them? Are they brother and sister, or a husband, or whatever? And something that might have gone wrong. And then we just build a scene off the back of it.
It sounds like loads of fun.
You can't get it wrong because you're making
it up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And we play various games. My favourite game is one called Life Sentence, which sounds pretty harsh, but it's not that bad. What they do is they ask the audience when they come in to write a few bits of dialogue on a bit of paper, and then the two people in the scene, and we'll be at, say, somewhere where saying something inappropriate would be really bad, like you might be at a funeral or a wedding or a job interview, and you're sitting down and all those bits of paper are in a bucket next to you.
Mm.
And as you're doing the scene, you'll pull one out and whatever it says, you just have to read it straight without even thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then justify why you said that. And that was my favourite day, because apparently I'm very good. They told me I'm very good at it, because I just read them out straight. Everyone else sort of thinks about it and pulls a funny one. I just read it.
Mm.
And we did one where I was being a job interview. And I pulled out one and I said, oh, I love sausages. And that person was like, oh, right, okay. Yeah, and that kind of. And you'd have to build on why you said it.
Yeah.
And we'd done three shows at the courthouse.
All right.
We did one in, well, actually it was September I started, yeah, because the first show was on the 1st of December. Those of you who know Slope or Friday, I went to the Christmas party and had to leave early because we were on stage that night.
Yeah, interesting.
So I drove all the way from Ramsgate to Folkestone, which is a lot further than it seems. And we've done two more shows. We did the last one a couple of weeks ago. And the classes start again. If anyone is interested, on the September the 11th, another ironic date this year, from 7 till 9.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for sharing yourself and some accountancy stuff with us today. If people want to get hold of you, what's the best way of them finding you?
They can email me. It's peter@beresfordsaccountants.com. That's two S's in Beresfords.
Beresfords, B-E-R-E-S.
And it's accountants, not accountant. Uh-huh. They can find our website, beresfordsaccountants.com. The phone number's on the website.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Brilliant. Can you believe the time just flies by? These shows go so fast. But I always love finding out more about people behind the business and in the business and talking about stuff that is relevant to business. We are coming to the end of the show. I have one more event that I do want you to put in your diaries, people. It is coming up on the 27th of September, and it is the next Networkers Networking event. We've been hosting these every couple of months for the last couple of years now, and we change them. Every time they're slightly different, and we always have a different variety of people as well. Which, you know, we have some people, but you think you've been to most of them, haven't you, Peter? And they're always different, isn't there? There's always new people coming into, which is great. This one is at Brands Hatch Place near Forcombe on Thursday, 27th of September from 9:30 a.m. And we've got a theme for this. It's old and new. I have got some speakers which I think are going to work really well. So we do have Paul. Paul hasn't been out speaking for a while, so I thought I'd get him out on the scene again. Well, he has been, but not with me. So I'm using him again. And we've got Brian Wakefield, who runs one of, if not the one of the biggest networking breakfast meetings, which is called BBN, Brian's Business Networking. And he's been networking for a long time. So both Paul and Brian have been on the scene for a long time.
Donkey's
come on,
years.
Let's be honest, Donkey's a long years. Time. And they're going to be sharing their stories. So it's not going to be necessarily this is how you do it or anything, but they're going to be sharing their networking stories, which I think is always a great way of learning from people by hearing what they've been talking about, you know, what they talk about, what's happened. And then we've got Ben Abbott, who is our young, who is the owner of Maximum Media and the host of Kent Business Podcast. And he's quite new to the business world. He's been on the scene for a little while networking, so he's going to be telling us his new view to how it all works. It's going to be a great event. We've got lots of networking going on, over 50 business owners. We've got some great support with some great sponsors and some other networking groups to find out about. Book your early bird tickets. They are only available for a couple more weeks. It's £18 instead of £20 or £27 instead of £30. Go to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE.
Where is it again?
It's at Brands Hatch Place. I love it there. And the food is amazing, yeah. Gemma.
Last time I was juicing. But this time I will be eating.
She didn't eat last time. She was juicing. The food was amazing. We loved it there. Mm. That's the end of another wonderful show. Thank you both to Gemma, my co-host today, and you're Pete, welcome. Our guest.
Thank
and,
you.
Of course, our little co-host,
Lucy.
And do tune in next week on the show. I am joined by my co-host, Mark Goldfinch. And we have, I'm so excited about this, Chris Kelly, who is the accommodation manager of Port Lim.
Ooh.
Chris is coming back to tell us about all the new accommodations and bits they have got going on at Port Lim. It's going to be awesome because they've got some really fantastic stuff there now. We're just going to say goodbye to Lucy.
Bye.
Oh, it's a bit closer.
Bye.
Bye. What are we doing this afternoon?
My cousins are coming over and we're going in the pool.
Oh, in the pool. Not that anyone jealous.
With my inflatables.
With your inflatables. We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend, people, and enjoy the sun. Drink lots and stay out of the direct sunlight is the health and safety message.
Well, there is a wine night on tonight, so you'll be all right there, won't you?
Rowena. Rowena, the wine lady's got an event.
We'll be back next week.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.
Thank you very much again, our security expert. And we have now come to the end of the show. Blimey, there it goes again. It's flying by. On next week's show, I'm joined...